You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Okay, so maths, the physics, media studies, more maths, and I can't even read that one. I never thought I'd say this, Sophia, but I miss having teachers. I mean, remember when we actually had teachers? Where'd they all go? Come to think of it, didn't there used to be more people in class? Like Ben. I haven't seen him in ages. Or Tasha. What do you think, Sophia? Soph? Sophia, where'd you go? Elizabeth, did you see where Sophia went? Elizabeth? Elizabeth, where are you? Where is everyone? What's happening here?
Civitas, gee, just as I imagined it.
If you spend your time imagining places like this, Summerfield, I can only pity you.
I wrote a whole treatise on this moon back in my university days. It's a very interesting place.
Everything you said makes it sound utterly dismal. An entire population spending their lives in machines. Machines to prevent them from having to work, to live. Machines to fill their heads with nonsense.
It's not nonsense, Doctor. We're inside a cutting-edge simulation. I mean, just look at it. See all those colours.
I've seen the most spectacular colours that can occur in nature. Nebulae, gas giants, lakes of fluids we don't even have names for. There's so much out there in real life, why settle for simulation? I don't trust the synthetic.
Yeah, well, like it or not, we're in a synthetic world.
While our bodies sit outside gathering dust.
A place that exists in our minds, a complete history with it. Just think how it'll affect archaeology. This is one world I can study without squatting in a trench.
Well, I'm game to try anything once, I suppose. But only once. Well, what's going on? Oh, for goodness sake, Summerfield, you've dropped us into the middle of a tourist trap.
Looks like a celebration.
Well then, resident expert, what might they be celebrating?
I'm not sure. I didn't come across anything about festivals or holidays in my research. Well, that was years ago now. Still, looks like quite a party.
No children, though. Wonder where they are. What's this blasted voice? No, speak up, can't you?
How can you possibly hear someone talking to you with all this noise?
Can you hear me?
There's a voice, I tell you, right in my ear.
Oh, that. Probably just a soundscape glitch. Nothing to worry about.
She can hear, but she's not paying attention. You're the one I'll have to focus on. Can you make out what I'm saying?
Look, Summerfield, I'm going off somewhere quieter. Why don't you find out more about this festival?
Fair enough. See you around. What's that place? Lloyd's Supplies. Enter shop.
Welcome to Lloyd's Supplies. If you're after festival gear, you're in the right place. We've got everything from tutors and photo frames to limited edition festival V-pets.
Ooh. Hi. Yeah, to be honest, I was hoping more to learn about the festival itself. You see, I'm not from around here.
Ah, a newcomer. Well, you see, every year we celebrate our glorious pioneers who risked life and limb to settle this world.
Pioneers?
Our brave forefathers who travelled all the way from their home planet, Civitas, right here to Civitas G. This moon was a barren wasteland before they turned it into what you see now. fought tooth and nail, they did. Surely everyone's heard of the rocket crash of 93. Or the Green Plague of 61. Or the detrimental Mechanoid Rebellion of 29.
I'm embarrassed to say I haven't. I studied Civitas and its moons back in university. None of those things came up in my research.
Blimey! What do they teach you out there nowadays? Oh well, not your fault. Kids never pay attention in school. I remember when they were too busy playing around with masks.
Masks?
Yeah! We used to have loads of them around Civitas G. You'd put them on and they'd change your avatar. Turn you green or purple, give you weird hair. One time, I sold them at this very shop. But tastes change. No demand anymore. Oh well. How about I show you around?
Then do you have a shop to run?
No problem. Create clone. AI created. Here to help, waiting for customers.
Wait, is that actually possible here?
Yeah. Synthetic worlds are great, aren't they? You can be in two places at once. Well, I can. Special trick. Hope you're not getting culture shock.
Well, this sort of thing might take time getting used to.
That's why you need a proper introduction. Come on then. Leave shop.
Who are you and what do you want? I know there's a person behind that voice, I just need to find out where. Ah, this looks promising. Now, let's see. Warning, you are now leaving city area. Wilderness area may contain errors. Oh, well, nothing ventured. Where are you? You're not really in my ear, are you? You're out there somewhere. Where did this come from? Some sort of church? No, it's a school, isn't it? Hello? Hello, anyone here?
Hello there. Have you come to help me?
Finally, there you are. I was wondering where the children were.
I'm not a child.
To me, everyone's a child. Now, you wanted my attention. You've got it. Who are you?
Ah, so you found the memorial.
Yes, I'm just seeing who it commemorates.
Everyone we lost in the rocket crash of 93. My own mum and dad died that day.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Never knew them. I was just a baby. Grew up in an orphanage. Still proud of them, mind. Everyone who died in the crash gave their lives so that others might live.
It's an inspiring story. Wait, what are those weird little dummies you've got?
They're refugees.
Effigies? Where do they come from?
I brought them out my shop, of course.
No, you didn't. I would have noticed if I'd seen you carrying around that great big basket.
Don't worry. Everyone misses a few things now and again. Very popular, these effigies. Always have been. We burn them at the end of the festival.
You commemorate the rocket crash by burning people in effigy?
They're meant to be the saboteurs who caused the crash. If it hadn't been for people like my mum and dad stopping the damage before it got too far, none of us would be here today.
So, Civitas G has villains as well as heroes.
That's right. Perfect story when you think about it.
A little too perfect.
Oh, this is wonderful. I've been lost for so long.
Lost?
Look at this. Oh, I've a body again. Isn't it marvellous?
Bodies normally are.
You heard my voice? You noticed something was wrong?
It's pretty much what I do. Now, who are you?
My name is...
Are you afraid of me? I'm not here to hurt you, I just want to understand. I've seen plenty of worlds, strange and sad and marvellous. And I've always understood them in the end.
My name... Zita.
Zeta. Now we're getting somewhere. Why have you been trying to catch my attention, Zeta?
I saw you and your friend. I knew you'd be able to hear me, not like the others. They've learned to shut my voice out. I need help.
They shut you out and you want help? Help with what?
I needed someone I could draw from. You listened to me, you spoke back. I've taken from that. I have a voice again, a true voice.
Ah, you're like a memory. The more people talk about you, the stronger you get. So, what's this school? Where are all the other children?
The school was built in the weak part of the system. It collapsed. A generation was lost.
Lost? What do you mean, lost? You mean the children all died?
No, they're not dead. It's hard to explain. Nobody cared at the time. Nobody listened. They forgot them. It's time that changed.
I quite agree. This sounds serious. How can I help?
You've already helped. You gave me a voice and everyone will be hearing me soon. It's time to get started.
Oh, where are you off to? Come back. Zeta, wait.
So, if you're looking for a top quality effigy to burn...
Well, I can't say it's the sort of product I've actively sought out personally. This memorial, show me where your parents are on it.
They're on it. All the heroes are.
Not quite what I meant.
What's going on?
Everyone. Everyone. Can you remember me?
Who's that girl?
You've lost your memories, all of you. You remember things that haven't happened. Your heads are filled with lies.
A protester. I bet she sympathises with the saboteurs.
You can all hear me now. And see me as well. Now it's time for you to see what I can do.
What's she doing with a memorial?
Delete memorial!
Oh my word! She's deleted the whole memorial! Mom! Dad!
Can people just do that? All your history erased.
It's time the truth came out. I won't let any of us be forgotten.
Summerfield, there you are. Just what is going on around here?
I'm giving you all something.
The revisionist has been sighted. Please stay away.
You can't silence me. Create door.
The revisionist is no longer causing a disruption. All is right with the world. Return to your lives.
The memorial!
Will somebody please tell me what just happened? What was she up to? Did you see where she ran off to?
She came from nowhere and deleted the memorial. Someone, bring it back!
Doctor, you really have no idea what's going on.
None whatsoever. Her name's Zeta, by the way, and it's possibly not the best time to mention this, but I think I unleashed her in the first place.
You better not tell Lloyd that. That memorial was to his parents. Something about a rocket crash, but...
Not a trace of it! Nothing left!
But what?
Thing is, in all my research, I've never heard anything about any disasters on Civitas G. This simulation is the only notable thing about this place. Other than that, it was one of the most straightforward places I've ever studied. Main reason I chose it for a subject, to be honest. I was pressed for time and needed an easy job.
No disasters or catastrophes at all in its history?
Oh, nothing worth mentioning. This moon got all the supplies it needed from its planet. Resources, technology.
And they used that technology to sink into fantasy land, like teenagers in their bedrooms, a world stuck in adolescence.
But something's gone wrong. Doctor, what have you done?
Me?
That girl... We've been here minutes and already the world started to come unraveled. Oh, perhaps Lloyd can give us some information. Hello? Lloyd? This is the doctor, a colleague of mine. He's visiting too.
Oh. Hello. Sorry. Just a bit shaken by what happened. Does he need any help?
Well, I've got a few questions for a start about a school that used to exist.
Ah, so you want to learn about our history. Your best bet would be the museum.
Well, I'm not sure if it's the kind of thing that would be covered in a museum.
Yeah, I'll take you there.
Oh, we should be able to find it ourselves.
To the museum.
Thank you.
Wow! Look at the size of this place. This must be one of the biggest buildings in the simulation.
History is very important to us.
Well, when we consider how easy it was for that memorial to be deleted.
That's not exactly an everyday occurrence.
I should hope not.
I've always had a conflicted relationship with museums. They rewrite history as much as preserve it.
I suppose those spacesuits are the kind of thing your pioneers wore.
If that's what the labels say.
And those masks. Are they the ones you used to sell, Lloyd?
Me? Sell masks?
Yes. You were telling me about the ones you used to have, that did change people.
I never sold masks.
But you said
that... As fascinating as this shop talk is, we're here for answers about history.
Well, if you want to talk to an expert, head through that door. That's the administrator's office. He can fill you in.
Thanks, Lloyd.
I'll wait here for you, in case there's anything you need.
Some feel there's something odd about that fellow. Who is he?
Shopkeeper.
Then why is he giving us so much help? He's acting more like a tour guide than a shopkeeper.
Yes. He's been focused on assisting me since I met him, but... Well, there's nothing wrong with being helpful, I suppose.
I've learnt not to take helpfulness at face value. If a person's steering us somewhere, it's worth giving thought to what they might have to gain.
Well, we might find some answers soon.
Yes, what is it? I'm busy! Oh, visitors! Well, welcome to my humble museum.
Yeah, not so humble.
Oh, thank you. How can I help? Enjoying your visit, I hope. I'm so pleased our little colony is getting visitors.
We're trying to find out about a girl called Zita.
I don't think I've...
The incident in the town square?
Oh, the saboteur! Terrible business. Our memorial. But the police bots handled it all quickly and cleanly, didn't they?
Yes, very efficient.
Oh, good. That means things are running smoothly. There have been some shake-ups at the top. You know how it is. Unexpected occurrences. New blood coming in at the last minute.
So all this business of disasters and saboteurs we've been hearing about...
Oh, what about it, Ms...
Professor. Professor Bernice Summerfield. Archaeologist.
Ah, a fellow historian.
I wrote a dissertation on Civitas G, as it happens... But none of my research ever showed any disasters or sabotage or, well, much of anything at all.
Yes, people outside do tend to water down our history. But you're in the right place to learn more about our past. And what a glorious past! Here, I'll show you. Take our guests to media room for film number 23.
Did he just dismiss us? Oh, hello again, Lloyd.
This is a great film. Seen it 10 times already.
Doesn't he have a shop to keep?
Oh, shush.
Civitas became the true home of our species' adventurous spirit. Certainly. There is no shortage of evidence to back up this assertion. Look no further than its moon, Civitas G, and the heroes that founded it.
I can't believe this. It was a ball of mud, and the pen pushers made sure they had all the supplies they needed.
We have a similar sort of thing back home. People trying to make the pettiest bureaucracy look like an act of heroism. No matter how far you go around the galaxy, some things never change.
The early days of Civitas G were filled with adversity. Saboteurs destroyed the Tycho 161 rocket. The culprits were swiftly apprehended and received the most fitting penalty for their heinous crime. Death.
Civitas G never had a death penalty.
The danger is not over. Some people continue to plot against our society. But so long as the citizens of Civitas G
stand vigilant against...
With Zita... She's safe, I think.
Inside the film.
Now you can hear me. Listen to me. I'm speaking from every screen in this world. Everything is wrong. You are being lied to. History is being rewritten.
Many apologies. I had to stop pull you out of our screening room due to technical difficulties.
I've never heard a technical difficulty express societal discontent before.
Hackers. saboteurs, they are everywhere these days. Some people won't play by the rules. We'll try to get everything up and running as soon as possible. If you'll excuse me, I have matters to attend to.
Of course.
Something's up.
Absolutely.
Those masks over there. I used to sell ones just like them.
Oh, so now you remember.
Yeah. Like the year when the kids from the school down the road all turned themselves mauve on a dare. How in the world could I have forgotten all of that?
Well, it's about time someone else noticed that things aren't right on Civitas G.
But there's more. There's something else I've forgotten. Something big.
I'm still here.
There she is again.
I can hear it too.
Not me.
Over there.
Hello? You can't catch me. Great door.
Wait, Zita, I want to help.
I'm coming with you.
Me too.
Delete door. Okay, all here? Good, I owe you a lot of explanation.
Yeah, I won't disagree.
I just want to say, ever since I saw you, I've been feeling, well, strange.
I'm sorry about the memorial. I know you're attached to it.
No, it's not that. It's something different. Something deeper.
Your mind's changing. Well, at least I'm getting through to one person.
I thought my parents died in the rocket crash before I could remember. But now? Now those memories are fading. And different memories are coming back. They're all jumbled. I need to make sense of them. Who are you?
Zita, but I should warn you. Since you can see the truth, the powers that be will want to get their hands on you. Your two friends here will already be viewed with suspicion. They're outsiders. Now, all four of us will have to be fugitives.
Oh, trust me, I have experience in that area.
And can I add, if you're going to get on the wrong side of a world, take along someone who studied its history.
So you know our true history?
Well, the early years, up until the simulated world was built. I imagine Zita here can fill us in on more recent events.
Who's been rewriting history? And why would anyone want to do that? They wouldn't have.
I think they have.
But my parents! It's cruel!
It's a long story. They found us!
Oh, not them again.
They will be apprehended.
Summerfield, surely we can solve this from the physical world. How do we get out of here?
You just spend a few seconds focusing your mind
you
and...
You think they'll let you leave when you're wanted by the police? When you're a revisionist, exits disabled.
Best to run.
Revisionists are resisting arrest. Fire at will.
Great door! The door! Hurry!
Defective AI known as Lloyd will be eliminated.
Excuse me?
Defective what?
Oh, that makes sense.
Lloyd! Doctor! Doctor! No time! Through the door before we're next!
Liquidated.
Two all remain at large. Pursuit will
continue. Doctor, where are we? Well, the police sent us here, so... Digital prison? We must be in the place where deleted data ends up. The recycle bin of Civitas G. I'm not sure I like that.
What are those voices?
People even less fortunate than us, stuck at the very bottom of the bin.
Doctor, did you hear what the police called me? They said I was a defective AI.
Well, I'll admit, if that's the case, it'd be consistent with...
With what?
With the way you've been helping us.
Isn't that just customer service?
You're unusually helpful.
It's true, isn't it? That's how I spend all my time. I'm not a person. Nothing more than a function.
No, nobody is that. Artificial intelligence. The key word is intelligence. The fact that we're having this conversation proves that.
Perhaps.
Look over there. The memorial.
Deleted. Because no one needs the memorial anymore. Because Zeta threw it away.
Lloyd.
Here they are. My parents' names carved onto it. I guess no one needs them anymore either.
I'm sorry for what's happened to you.
They weren't real. But I still... I was given a whole history. Someone just typed it out and never gave it another thought. Never thought about how it would make me feel.
If that's been done to you, what's been done to everyone else?
Those names, they were my parents. I thought they died as heroes, but they're just names. They never existed. I don't have parents. I don't have anything.
Here's the thing. When we lose our past, do you know what we're still left with?
Our present and our future?
As trite as it may seem, that's something you should bear in mind.
Why is all this happening?
No, that's the question. You know, I've come across history rewritten to hide disasters, usually by the people who caused them. But if Summerfield is correct, what we have here is history being rewritten to invent disasters. An unusual agenda. But we can get to the bottom of it.
I don't like it here. Can we get out?
There's hope wherever there's life, artificial or otherwise.
That's all very well. We have to get out of here first.
Indeed, Lloyd. I really am going to need your help.
Delete door.
We've lost them. We've lost the Doctor and Lloyd.
It's okay. I know where they are.
But where?
A place I've been to myself lots of times. They'll be safe enough for now.
Safe enough?
I can get them out using my little gifts.
You can use those disappearing tricks of yours to save them?
Oh, yeah. Got a whole load of bugs at my disposal. Very useful.
I'm having trouble keeping up with all of this. Could you start from the beginning?
All right. Go back to school.
Where are we?
My old school. Sorry about the mess. The algorithm's run down.
How is this getting us closer to the Doctor and Lloyd?
You'll understand. It all fits together. Every new generation of pupils had to part with a flimsier system than the one before. Then came my generation. The system collapsed, taking almost every kid with it. A whole generation, more or less, lost in limbo. With two exceptions.
And nobody noticed. Oh, no, wait. Let me guess. They noticed, but they forgot.
Right.
And the Doctor and Lloyd are stuck somewhere in this limbo?
I need to get to why I brought you here. There's someone else involved.
Someone else?
I wasn't the only people who escaped. I had a classmate, a friend. He was lonely, more straight-laced than the others.
Aren't they always?
We realised how buggy the place was. I taught him how we could manipulate the bugs and alter our surroundings. Not just the school, the whole simulated world too. He didn't want to, said it was wrong. They were just a few tricks. I picked up the ability to, well, create a cloud of lovely rainbow bubbles.
Oh,
that was my trick. Just little bits of my fun. But my friend, he said what I was doing was wrong. Then I realised that things were changing, that the classroom was empty, that he got rid of the other pupils just so we could spend time together.
Oh, no.
He denied it, but he'd gone down a different path. I stood up to him, told him he was wrong, and that's when he removed me too.
Who was this classmate?
Haven't you guessed?
Well, I have my suspicions.
People of Civitas G, your administrator is here with an announcement. The simulation is undergoing a worldwide update to improve overall stability and security. By the time this announcement is finished, all errors in the system will have been purged. Completely purged.
Errors? Zeta, he means you!
No!
What's he done?
Update is now complete. Instabilities have been purged. Thank you for your patience. Please enjoy a safer, cleaner Civitas G.
Zeta! Okay, Administrator! I don't know if you can hear me as loudly as I can hear you, but you'd better believe I am coming for you!
Good evening, Professor Summerfield. Yes, I heard you. My ears and eyes are stronger than ever, thanks to that software update.
What's it like having a whole world of ones and zeros under your control?
Immensely satisfying, actually. And really, you'd be more than welcome to join me up here at the top.
I'm sorry? Join you?
Work with me. Why not? You've researched our world and know our history. You'd make a worthy, creative consultant. Spend a few weeks here, and I have no doubt that you will come round to my way of thinking.
Because you'll have edited my thoughts, no thank you.
You'll find I've improved Civitas G greatly. It's certainly tidier than when I was a child. The whole system was stagnant, collapsing. I've saved it. No more children falling through the cracks.
Unless you push them.
Leaders must make tough decisions. Now the world is run on my rules, it's much better. Shared values, no awkward questions, nothing to object to.
What could people possibly object to?
Exactly. If they knew, they'd want me to step down. Put someone in charge who has no idea of how to run a world. We'd be back where we started.
You deleted your own school friend.
Oh, didn't you see her interfere with our history?
A history you made up to serve your own ends.
A history that brought order. Consolation. Why else do you think people come to this world?
Order? Civitas G seems pretty chaotic. Lloyd thought he had parents. But he's an AI, isn't he?
Oh, poor robotic Lloyd. A forgotten subroutine created to help the first settlers make themselves at home. I found him, revived him. That cloning technique, I couldn't have made the police bots without that. Lloyd has done me a great service. But that's his job, and he should be grateful. I made him the son of heroes. What a part for him to play.
Heroes and villains, a simple story.
Under my direction. Everything and everyone in their place, everyone united and happy.
Apart from the people who remember how things were.
Well, I've dealt with them now.
You have it all worked out. Except for one thing.
What one thing?
You haven't considered what'll happen if a real hero shows up.
There must be a way out.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? Can anyone
hear me? Wait! There's a new voice.
It's Zita.
If she's stuck down there, she must have run into trouble.
Can you help her?
I can, but I'm still angry about the memorial. So I don't want to. Is that wrong?
No, it's human. But you know you have to help her.
Yes. Zita, can you hear me?
You're part of this world's interface. You should be able to rescue her. Concentrate. Think about her.
Zita, I'm here to help, and you need help. It's not working.
Focus. Not long ago, you were full of admiration for parents you never knew because you believed they were heroes.
So?
That girl's risking everything to help save this world. Real heroism. She's the one who deserves your admiration.
She's so young.
You need young people to change the world. It's why I tend to take a youngster or two along with me. Lloyd, if you want Civitas G saved, Zita is your best bet. So believe in her a bit harder, could you?
Zita, we need you!
You need me?
You can hear me? That's good! Listen, follow my voice. Can you get out of wherever you are?
I'm so lost.
Hold on, Zita. I'm coming for you.
I'm holding.
Concentrate, Lloyd, concentrate.
She's been almost completely erased. Fragments of her scattered in the code. I can't reach her! I'm only one man! Wait. Create clone. Create clone. Create clone.
AI created. Hit her.
All of us, search Zita.
Zita!
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 I'm back!
You did it, Lloyds!
Zeta!
Hello, Zeta! How can we help you today?
Zeta, what happened to you up there?
The administrator ran a software update. It purged me.
Another problem with synthetic worlds. A dictator can really dictate. One more update like that and we might all be done for.
We have to deal with the administrator. Zeta, can you get us out of here?
I used to hang out in this place all the time as a kid. I can get you in and out, but there's someone else who needs our help first.
Summerfield.
This is your chance, Professor. Your expertise, your knowledge, you could help me. You must have chosen to study Civitas G for a reason.
Well...
You must have cared about us. That's all I am doing. Caring for this place, looking after it, curating it. Won't you help me?
It's a no.
Why not? I want you to!
You deleted Zeta! You played around with Lloyd for your own benefit. How many others have grieved for people lost in tragedies that you've invented?
I see. You're going to be uncooperative. You do appreciate, Professor Summerfield, just how solid my control over this world now is. Even over visitors.
Oh, I've been up against tyrants more imposing than you. Plenty of them.
I can delete you from existence just like Zeta. I can stop you ever returning to your body, and I can do it. I've got the power now. Those are my rules. I control this world completely. What just happened?
What? Where am I?
Hello again, Summerfield.
Doctor! Zeta! Lloyd, you're all okay?
We're all fine, I think.
What is this place?
We're in limbo.
Where deleted stuff goes. It's okay, you're safe.
Interesting definition of safe. I recognise quite a lot around here. The memorial, there you are. And those buildings over there are from the simulation's earliest build. Goodness, that used to be the Parliament.
Really?
Or before your time. Let's have a closer look.
Can't we just get out of here?
I'm wondering if there's anything we can use here. That place was Civitas G's equivalent to the White House. I'd be surprised if there's nothing important to find.
It all looks very familiar.
The rest of the building must have been converted into the museum.
And by the looks of things, the administrator didn't do the cleanest job. That's boys for you. Right, let me see. Open door. Still operational, anyway.
Careful. You don't know where it'll go.
Oh, I have a pretty good idea. Back in a bit. Oh, blimey.
Without my permission, try another scan.
Our scan was the most efficient possible.
How many more updates does this place need? She's in the system somewhere. Find her!
Closer than you think. The administrator's left a back door right into his office.
You mean he didn't delete the links?
Oh, told you. Men don't know how to tidy.
If we get rid of the administrator, all our problems are solved.
Oh, steady on, Lloyd. He's not the only issue. Something must have gone wrong with Civitas G before he was around. Otherwise, he couldn't have this power.
Once he's dealt with, I should be able to restore everyone's memories. Maybe bring the children back.
First, we need to stop the administrator running another update and purging us all.
We need a plan.
Do we? I just tend to charge in.
We need a plan. Lloyd... You used to sell masks that changed people's avatars.
Oh, yeah!
If Zeta makes a mask, can you disguise yourself as a police bot?
Search for the revisionist. Run a wider scan. We must locate revisionist signals. History must be protected. Seek and destroy. Find Professor Summerfield. Search for the revisionist.
All police bots. Your orders have been issued.
but we were not.
New orders have been issued. Fugitives have been located. A new door has been identified behind that statue.
There was no door there before.
Exactly. It is the work of the revisionists. They're hiding through there. All police units are ordered to head there immediately.
Orders received.
Happy to help. Understood.
Have they gone?
Yes. You can come out now.
Okay, so delete passageway.
You've sealed them away.
Closed partition? I've made it very large. It'll take them ages to find their way out.
That just leaves the administrator.
What exactly is taking you lot so? You!
Hello, administrator.
Zeta. I thought I'd purged you.
I never did play by your rules.
None of us are exactly known for it.
Apart from me. Sorry. Just being helpful.
Well, now you're here, I can wipe you all out with just a word.
I don't think you will.
Why shouldn't I? Give me one good reason.
Because you need our help.
Your help? I control this world. And it's all because of Zeta and Lloyd. Zeta showed me how to exploit the bugs in it, giving me control over Lloyd, who allowed me to access the core program. Thank you both.
This world wasn't designed to be controlled by anyone.
Well, it is now. This world was breaking down, so I saved it. It's only fair that I should govern it. The rules, the history I've given this planet, they've given it a future.
Lloyd, what was it I told you about the present and the future?
They're what we've got left when we lose our past.
And I think you and Zeta should give the administrator back his past.
What are you doing?
Rebuild school!
No!
What's happening?
We're changing the world, Summerfield. Hold on tight.
Coming back.
Just how it used to be. Great work, Lloyd.
Happy to help. No! Why are you doing this? Why? It's not fair.
Because this is where it all started. And we're giving you another chance.
Why did you start doing all this?
To save the world.
Really? And why did Zeta show you how to exploit the bugs?
Because she knew how powerful I would become.
It's because you were lonely.
No.
And what happened to all the other children? Where did they go?
They fell through the cracks.
You sent them. They didn't like you. They teased you.
No, no, they had to go. They were cruel. There's no place for them in my world. No place for any of them. I'm not sorry.
Well, we're back here now. We can start again, if you'd like.
I would be only too happy to help, to put things right.
You know you want to, administrate.
I... No! No!
Wait, something...
Delete school! Build museum!
Museum. We were so close.
I still control this world. It still obeys my rules. My rules, you hear?
Administrator, please.
Oh, you thought you had me. You thought you were so clever, but you weren't even close.
Please, we were friends.
Administrator, tell me one thing. Why can't Zeta remember your name?
Oh, it was a child's name. I'm an adult now. I got rid of it. I'm the administrator. I don't need a name. I've got a title. Why, look at her. She's still a child!
Because you sent me away!
The only person who'd ever been kind to you, the only friend you'd ever had.
Was it because you deleted all the other children and you didn't want to face her when she found out?
That's it, isn't it?
You don't understand. I had to do it all. I had to save the world. Why aren't any of you grateful? Why won't you obey my rules? You understand, Lloyd? Don't you? You're grateful.
I'm sorry, Administrator. I can't help you.
How dare you? You were created to help me. It's the rules. Oh, now see what you've done. This is all your fault. The whole place is collapsing. And I'll make sure you can't escape again.
Leave museum! Leave museum! Leave museum! It's true. We're trapped.
I gave you a chance. You could have played by my rules, but you wouldn't. So now you're all going to die. No museum! No history! No people! I'll have to build a new world!
You'll be destroyed.
Do you think so? Oh, I'll survive. I'm the only one worth saving.
Stop this!
None of you understand! I am meant to be in charge. If anyone else was supposed to have my power, they'd have it!
Wait, Zeta, your powers. Give them to Lloyd.
Me?
Lloyd, give Zeta's powers to everyone else. The whole world, now!
No, you can't. That's not fair.
You're on.
Happy to help.
Summerfield, what?
Doctor, we're saving the world. Together.
No! Stop this! No!
Hear that?
They've all got your abilities now. One moment they thought they were dying.
Now it sounds like they're having fun. As they were supposed to.
What?
Zeta, the abilities you and the administrator found, they're not bugs in the system. They're abilities everyone here was supposed to have. They didn't become errors until later.
Really?
The first thing everyone here forgot was that they were able to shape the world. I knew there had to be a point to an artificial world.
I'm sorry, Administrator. You're now the same as everyone else.
I'm not the same as you. The rest of you are bugs. I'm a feature. System, delete all bugs.
Stop.
Don't be an idiot.
All of them. Goodbye, all of you. Oh, wait. Oh, what's happening? No! Stop! No! Do you know who I am?
What happened to the administrator?
Simple, really. He tried to delete everyone who he didn't consider normal.
But since everyone else has your gifts now...
Nobody's a bug anymore. It's the new normal. He'd become the only error, so the system erased him.
Should have spent less time rewriting history and more time looking ahead.
Look at all the fun they're having. Professor Summerfield, how did you figure out that everyone used to have these powers?
Something wasn't right. This world had so much potential, but it was stagnant. Falling apart like your school.
It was designed to constantly change, but you'd settled down. Got stuck in a rut, become boring, and now look at you.
The administrator couldn't be blamed for everything. People had already forgotten their potential, and that's when things started to go wrong. We fixed that now.
But how'd they forget? I mean, nobody had erased their memories back then, right?
Human nature. People don't need to have their memories rewritten to forget. They grew tired of their new toy, then forgot how to use it. But as I said, you need young people to change the world.
Sorry if I'm being unhelpful, but is it really a good idea, giving that ability to all those people?
Well, why not?
Think of all the damage they can do.
Think of all they can create.
This world might shape up into something after all. And Lloyd, I see you being a big part of that.
Really? I mean, I'm getting used to the idea that I'm a bit different, but...
No, this isn't the time for false modesty. This world loves you. You're always looking to help others. I can't think of a better leader.
Me? Oh. Me?
You. The doctor's never wrong about these things.
Me? Right. If you're sure...
No, I am.
Okay, then. I'd best get started. See if there's someone who needs me. Someone's bound to get in a mess. You know where I am if you need me. Bye!
And what about you, Zeta? Going to teach the world about your powers?
Actually, I've done my bit. I think it's best if I moved on, left this simulation, headed back to the physical world. My body will still be there.
You won't be using your powers?
Don't you see? I've had them longer than anyone else. That gives me an advantage.
I see what you mean.
I'm afraid that I've become another administrator. One person with too much power.
You know, Zeta, I made a very similar decision myself once, a long time ago.
So you're going to be heading back to reality?
See what it's like? Once I've caught up with everyone from school, we've all missed out on so much. Doctor, Professor, thank you for hearing me.
Our pleasure.
Goodbye. To the school.
Now, my speciality is the past, not the future. So, Doctor, speaking as a time traveller, how do you think this world will shape up?
As much as it pains me to say this, Summerfield, I haven't the foggiest idea. Those people out there have all the powers of creation at their disposal. Within the confines of this simulation, of course.
Yes, they can build any world they like.
Or maybe they'll decide to head back to the physical world, like Zeta. It'll be a new frontier for them. You know, it's rare to see a culture with such wide open potential. It's been a good while since I saw anything quite like it.
When we came here, you were complaining about how grim the place seemed. A planetoid of fantasy-obsessed adolescents in their bedrooms, that's what you called it.
Well, I'm still not sure how much of this new technology is really necessary. In my younger days, things were much simpler, but we still got by.
Those memories of yours. Who's to say they're true?
Oh, Summerfield, don't do that to me. Let's get out of here. How do we do that again?
Anyone hear me? Anyone? Hello? Hello? Anyone there? Anyone out there? Hello?
You have been listening to The New Adventures of Bernie Summerfield, Clear History by Doris V. Sutherland. Bernie Summerfield was played by Lisa Bowerman, the Doctor, David Warner, Zeta, Josie White, Lloyd, Haida Ali, and the Administrator, Gavin Swift. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The script editor was Una McCormack, producer, James Goss, director, Scott Hancock, and executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gallery.
Hello, my name is Una McCormack and I acted as mentor on this script. So being a mentor, well, I've taught writing for a long time, but this was slightly different because I've been teaching at universities. But mentoring, you had an eye on producing, on helping a writer come up with a script that could be produced. It had to be produced. So sometimes when you're teaching creative writing, you're trying to get the best out of a student as far as they can go. And here we were trying to get the best out of Dora as well. always with the eye of making sure that this was a script that could be produced. So I read a lot of drafts. I gave advice. I guided, I coaxed, I hope I made sense. And I think we've ended up with something really, really lovely.
Oh, we have. when you got the idea through, what excited you about it?
I loved this idea of history changing in such a way that people didn't even realise it was happening. There's a hint of Orwell there, isn't there? You kind of think of Winston sort of editing the files and that kind of thing. And Dora built in some really clever things as well. I think the way that the script is structured, everybody's acting in a way, not a sort of obvious way, but if you listen carefully, people are acting in the way that different generations relate to technology. The doctor's going, it's not like when I was a kid, and you know, everyone's using their thumbs these days, and Benny's sort of, oh, I've read about this, we should try it, so, you know, kind of Gen X, and then you've got the kids who are just used to it, are born to it, are instinctive with it. So there was all that clever interplay going on, which I really, really liked. And then when we went to first script, what absolutely blew me away with the first script was just how well-paced it was. James, you issued a sort of guide to writing Benny, and it had careful instructions on how to kind of structure a story. Really good advice. And the script followed that, and the pacing was just a dream. I've never seen someone handle that so well in a first draft of something. So a lot of what we were doing was working to deepen the characters. I think science fiction, you have to not be distracted by the bells and whistles, by the big idea. You've got your big idea, and that's like the lodestone for the story. But then you dig and you find out what the emotional heart of the story is. And Dora just dug and dug and dug and dug, and we found it, I think. I was just great working on this script.
And that's one of the things that interested me from the start, the fact that Dora she'd clearly put a lot of thought into it. It wasn't just Doctor Who and Benny turn up on a planet and there is a bad thing and they fight the bad thing. It was about something, and everyone was about something.
It really was. And every time I sort of asked a question, what's going on here? Dora was able to come back with the way I'd kind of imagined it, or the way I'd envisaged it. There was a sense of a depth of imagination behind what was there. It's absolutely crucial for any piece of writing that behind what you see, you might not get something on the page or in the final draft, but it's been imagined. The texture of it is there. And I always felt confident that if I asked questions, then something... Dora would know the answer, or would say, hang on a minute, let me think that through and I'll have the answer for you. And that's just great storytelling.
Was there a moment when you just felt, oh, I'm having to do grown-up work here and this isn't fun?
Oh, well, I think that every day, really. Whatever I'm doing, oh, I'm sitting here writing a Doctor Who script. This is work. It's not fun. If you're working well and you're getting on with someone, and we did get on very well. We had a handful of conversations, sort of chatted it through and bounced ideas together. You don't mind the work because you're enjoying it. And then you go, oh, we did that. Aren't we clever?
You both are. And final question. As a professional author, New York Times best-selling author, and as a professional coacher of writers, do you have any tips if people out there want to write Bernie Summerfield?
I think the best tips came from you. Don't let humour or jokes paper over the cracks of a true emotional story. That the more you dial down the gags and the jokes, the more you will get to a kind of emotional truth. And don't let the bells and whistles pull you away from the actual story, what it means to the characters to be in this situation. Your situation may be over the top, or it may be curious, or it may be odd, but it has to matter and matter properly to the people concerned.
Do you have any suggestions for if somebody has an initial idea, how best to express that initial idea? Should it be just in a couple of lines, or should they really think it through and then boil it down?
I would do the thinking first and then try and come up with the really good lines. You say come up with a couple of lines, that's harder than it looks. two really good lines are going to have a lot of thought behind, a lot of imagination behind them. That time spent thinking and being and tasting and hearing and touching and feeling that world, and being in the imaginative space, the head of your characters, then do the two lines. Yeah.
Do you have much truck with, you know, the idea of, well, it's Ghostbusters but in space?
Oh, I'm a great believer in that. I've literally pitched a book where I said, oh, it's the Cuban Missile Crisis in space. And I do that all the time. But then, of course, you know, you've delivered that. But it really is only the starting point. You know, you then, particularly with novels, you then have to go, well, that's just the strap line I come back to when I'm getting a bit confused myself about what this story is. In the meantime, I have to do all this world building and imaginative work and be with the characters. I want to do Mansfield Park in space. I haven't quite worked out how to do that yet, but I will. One day I will.
Una, thank you very much. In space.